Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the international community has to step up the fight against the Islamic State before another terrorist attack like the November 13th Paris assault. Testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee Wednesday, Carter urged Turkey to do more to control its often porous border with Syria and criticized Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states for being preoccupied by the conflict in Yemen and not paying enough attention to fight against IS. He also said it's time for Russia to focus on the right side of this fight. Western nations have accused Russia of focusing its airstrikes on Syrian opposition fighters in support of its ally, President Bashar al-Assad. It's a charge that Russian officials have denied. Hundreds of people are leaving the last rubble-held section of the central Syrian city of Homs Wednesday. It's part of a local peace deal with the government. In addition to opposition fighters leaving, hundreds of civilians are boarding buses out of the area. This is Homs Governor Talal Barzai. He says around 300 armed people in addition to 100 families are leaving. That equates to about 400 women and children as well as some civilians. Once those rebel fighters leave, the Syrian government will be in full control of Homs. A U.S. official, meanwhile, added criticism of Russia's military campaign in Syria, saying Wednesday that only 30% of Russian airstrikes have targeted Islamic State militants. U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk met with U.S. and Iraqi military leaders in Baghdad Wednesday and said the other 70% of Russia's airstrikes in Syria have hit opposition groups. You're listening to VOA News. German automaker Volkswagen announced Wednesday that a problem with carbon dioxide emissions is far smaller than initially suspected. In a case separate from the emissions cheating scandal, the company said that further checks found slight discrepancies in only a few models and no evidence of illegal changes to fuel consumption and emissions figures. This means that the vehicles can be marketed and sold without any limitations, according to the company in a statement. With time running out in climate talks near Paris, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged nations to set aside differences and reach a strong deal that puts the planet on a more sustainable trajectory. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports.
Secretary of State Kerry summed up his message in just a few words.
Our task is clear. Our moment is now. Let's get this job done.
Negotiators now have less than 2 days to reach an agreement aimed to limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius or less over pre-industrial levels. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius, who is presiding over the talks outside Paris, says a new draft introduced Wednesday is whittled down. It's now 29 pages instead of 43. Delegates face a Thursday deadline to produce a climate plan that can be formally adopted on Friday. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
French officials say they have identified the third attacker who died in the attacks on Paris's Bataclan Concert Hall November 13th. Officials announced Wednesday that the attacker was from Strasbourg and is believed to have traveled to Syria in late 2013. French media have identified the suspect as 23-year-old Fouad Mohamed Agad and that it was through a DNA match. An overnight Taliban assault on a key airport in southern Afghanistan Wednesday killed 37 people and wounded 35 others as clashes continued into Wednesday, according to Afghan and insurgent officials. A group of at least 10 heavily armed suicide bombers wearing uniforms of Afghan security forces stormed the airfield early Tuesday in Kandahar. That's where a military base that includes troops in NATO's Resolute Support mission. Time magazine Wednesday named German Chancellor Angela Merkel as its Person of the Year for 2015, hailing her leadership during Europe's debt, refugee and migrant crisis, as well as Russia's intervention in Ukraine. This is Time editor Nancy Gibbs.
Chancellor Angela Merkel is our 2015 Person of the Year. And in a year where world leaders were tested all through the year, no one was tested the way she was.
You can read more details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.